So this is notice hereby given the Commissioner's Court in Orange County, Texas, will hold a public hearing regarding the proposed budget and tax rate on September 9th, 2025 at 9 a.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom of Orange County Admin Building. Item number one is discussion and possible action on the budget fiscal year 2025-2026 for Orange County, pursuant to Local Government Code 111.007. Possible action may be taken for adoption of the fiscal year 2025-2026 Orange County budget. And number two is discussion and possible action on the proposed tax rate. Just so everybody understands, the reason it's written like this is because you have to approve a budget before you approve a tax rate. I will tell you, we're not at that level yet, but this is how we have to go through the process when we're presenting our potential budget items that we're going to accept into court, be put into the budget. So that's what this is about today, is just going over those last items. We covered several of them in our last budget hearing. There was a few other things that were remaining on there that we wanted to add and subtract if necessary. And so you should have a copy of all the stuff that's going in and out right here. And then we can go over those items individually. I think there was only one person left on the proposed employee, the reclassification. We had one that was left that we did not do the last time, and that was the DA office manager position from an NE4 to an NE5. And that was the remaining one on the people. And then the rest of the stuff is basically capital outlay equipment. If you look at the bottom of that page, you will see that the ending fund balance of 9/3/2026 right now is estimated at $25 million, right at $25 million, which is where we want to be at. That is all being said, that is based off everything so far that me and Penny put together is based off a no new revenue tax rate. So that's kind of the direction I'm going with. Certainly have some movement in there if we wanted to take it, but my proposal is that we do no new revenue at this time based off of all these numbers. So again, kind of the process is we can look at each individual item to see where we're at. You can see the net revenue, and then we can go down to the salary and related expenses. All of those items, for the exception of the DA office manager, about halfway down the page, is all been approved already in court at the last one. So if we want to go ahead and discuss that one first, and that way we can motion one way or another on that one. And
I'd make a motion we approve it.
All right, so I have motion by two, a second by three to approve the DA office manager reclassification from an NE4 to an NE5. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right, and then as you move down the disk, said everything has already been approved over there, so you get over to the equipment side and you will see the items. So basically what I added into here was the pad foot roller. If you go down, you'll see the pneumatic roller. We updated some pricing on that, but the pad foot and the pneumatic roller, I added those in there. One of those, the pneumatic roller is $167,300. The pad foot roller is $155,000. We added that we didn't discuss the last time as well, because we were sure whether we're going to need it or not, and I think we're going to need it, is the $35,000 for a boat, motor, and a trailer. That is due to the swing bridge that we currently have in our, luckily have in our deal. Has to have a lot of work done on it all the time. It is a, whenever that bridge has to be opened manually, they have to access that from the water. We currently have a little bitty boat that's dangerous and stuff for those guys to have to work from. So we're going to have one that's try to purchase one that's got a better platform to stand on and work from, and that we put our guys in a safer situation. We can't get rid of that swing bridge as much as we'd all love to, and so we need to make sure they have a safe work environment. So I added that $35,000 in there for that, and all those things that we'll need to vote on today to put in there. The rest of the stuff that's in black has already been approved. Trying to make sure we had a washing machine. They had asked for two. We've already purchased one out of this year. So that's already been taken care of, so we reduced that down to one for this next upcoming year in the sheriff's office. Let's see.
Judge, do we already have a line item for bridge repairs?
No, we didn't. I know me and you discussed that. This would be the perfect opportunity to talk about that. I know that as this thing is fully transitioning to us, that's probably a really good idea that we do that, that we have some money set aside in that because we know we're going to have to do it. That thing is continuously costly. It is no longer under, or very little of it is under the warranty of the contractor that built it, TxDOT. So now it's pretty much most of the majority of that's falling to us. So do you have a number in mind on that? Yeehaw.
I will tell you that we have finally acquired a place that can work on it. They're out of Louisiana, out around Baton Rouge. The original people that were capable of working on that is in Florida, and he no longer travels himself, and he's got two guys, but they're in New York right now. So if we deal with them, we have to fly them in and of course, pay all the expenses. The guy in Baton Rouge will drive here, and I think we've got him on our vendor list now, and he's supposed to come tomorrow to try to figure out exactly what's going on with that bridge right now. It's who knows? It's electrical, manual working. I don't like the way we try to make it open and close. There's probably one person that's capable of it, and I'm getting to the point where we can't make him stay home every weekend, especially during hunting season.
I agree.
And so probably we're going to have to go to closing the bridge of traffic on the weekends. And if tomorrow we figure out something, but I don't even know the price. That's what it'd be. But we have no choice. I mean, we have to get somebody here to. And maybe, and this is the other point I was going to make, maybe they can change a lot of things. We talked about that with them. A lot of things to where this thing is not so complicated to work on. There's a lot of bells and whistles in there that if one don't work, none of them work, and that's our situation. It does not work automatically, thus we can't use the four or five guys that were capable of working before. So that's where we're at. Man, as far as how much to put in there, that's a million-dollar question.
I think you hit it. I know we tried to get TxDOT to take that back. hadn't really worked yet.
And our biggest advocate for that decided he's going to retire in the Senate. So
a lot of help he was, huh?
Yeah, that's the kind of losing that. I mean, I think we should set some aside in there. That way, number one, it'll make it a little bit easier to track that. That would be in the road and bridge department. And Penny, would we want to, if we did that, do you think we need to put that in a separate line item? Or is there a better place in so that we can track how much we're doing maintenance?
We do have a bridge maintenance that we've had in the past.
Yeah, it's just zero right now.
We can get zero right now.
Okay.
Just because for a long time we didn't have.
Yeah. That. Before they rebuilt it, we didn't have all that problem.
That's a system bridge line item, though. It's not particular to this bridge.
It's not particular.
No,
to
it's
this
just bridge.
And that was kind of why it got consolidated into just road, because a lot of our bridges are. Road. I mean, we're doing maintenance work with road material, and so it became kind of a big point to have it separated.
I'd like to have this on its own line item, so we can track what this bridge is actually costing us.
Well, I mean, that would be the only bridge we would be spending it on, really.
Well, right now.
Yeah. Well, right now. Yeah, but I need a number that you think, Kirk, Maine.
I'll make 200,000.
I wouldn't think it that high. I'm hoping we don't spend that much on that bridge over here.
I think a couple of hundred is going to be reasonable.
I think that would definitely be the.
Well, what if we start with 100?
Yeah, maybe just 100.
And then I've got a good bit into the contingency fund, so that if we spent more than that, we have a place we can pull it from. But I would be comfortable with $100,000 if everybody else is comfortable with $100,000.
Well, you'll have a line item that you can always add to.
Correct. And depending on what this new company finds in here, and if we can transfer it, do something different, we'll get a quote on that, and then we'll probably have to go out for bids on it anyway. So we'll get to that point if we get to that point.
Okay.
Sounds good, though.
Okay, so I'll put that $100,000 there. Penny, you've made note of that?
Yes, sir.
All right, the other additional item, so we'll put that one in that. Did y'all see anything else on the pneumatic roller, pad foot roller? We've put the two dump trucks in there. We've bought some of the other equipment already this year that they had actually requested in the budget. We used funds from this year to go ahead and purchase that. So those are the only capital improvements on the road and bridge side. So those items there, which would be the pad foot, the pneumatic, and the boat motor, and then the $100,000 bridge fund, we can vote on that independently each, or we can vote for it on it as a group. You just have to say it in your motion, however y'all want to do that.
I'm going to accept all of it.
Yeah, second.
Is this just for road and bridge?
Yeah, just the road and bridge piece right now. Yeah, so that would be, the motion would be for you accept the pneumatic roller, the pad foot roller, the boat motor and trailer, and then the $100,000 into the bridge fund.
And just a note, Judge, the pad foot roller and the pneumatic roller, we're all renting, so that's going to stop the
rental
fee on that. So, and we're using it constantly. It's not like we only do two or three things a year. We have a road crew, and the road crew is absolutely doing
doing a great job.
Yes.
They're getting a lot of roads done, so that's what that's for.
All right, so the motion was by three, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And then seconded by two. Yes, ma'am.
So the remaining items?
What? Yeah, so all the remaining items I think we discussed and we voted on the last time, but if we need to say it as a whole, we can say that as a whole again, just
okay.
For the record.
I didn't realize that we voted on it.
Yeah, okay.
We couldn't vote on road and bridge because we didn't have the cost of the
we didn't
pneumatic
have those
or the
pieces
pad foot,
of equipment. Yeah.
And we didn't have the bridge, I mean the boat in there.
All right. So if three wants to amend their version to include all items within road and bridge, then that will cover all of it. And then four will amend their motion. You did. We were amending it to do all items in road and bridge, not just the three.
Okay.
All right, so I have a motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion on any of that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we'll move that in. Let's see, so we got that covered.
If I may, sir, then.
Yes, ma'am.
On maintenance, when I was going back through the lift gate, for the crew cab,
yes,
was not included in the items listed.
Yeah, it's purple, so that's why I was going. It may not be colored on y'all's, but it's colored
on
mine. Okay. Yeah, so we'll go back and we can we'll go up to the maintenance. Do I want to get the road and bridge because they were the bigger items so far? So we go back and we can look at the addition of the lift gate into the maintenance side.
So moved.
And I was in, and let's go ahead just to make it recovered. I would, if you don't mind, make your motion to cover all items within the maintenance.
Okay. Make a motion to approve all items within maintenance.
Right. Motion by one.
Second.
Second by three.
And we're taking out the
one. All further discussion. We'll go all further discussions on maintenance.
That's
all
question.
Right. Yeah, well, we'll go back down to the 19 because it is in the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Yeah, she had already removed it.
Okay, got it.
Okay. All right, the motion by one, second by three, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we'll move that in there. And I think so, maintenance operations. Had the courthouse, the battery backup, the pickup with fiberglass bed liner, cameras for Bluebird Park. And we estimated that at $120,000 because we don't actually have a solid cost on it until we actually get them to go out there and review all of that. and then an F-250 pickup truck and a mower.
The cameras were for Bluebird and for
Claybor, yes, sir.
I think we were looking at all the parts.
At all the parts, yeah. We had all the parts. That's why the money's so high. We went ahead. Right.
And yes.
That includes Gould too.
Yes, sir. And anyway, if we end up needing, we'll do what we can do what we out of it this year, and then because until we get a call, until they get out there and do their surveys and actually look at the visuals we need. And tell us how many cameras we need to get the coverage that everybody wants to make sure that we keep those parks safe, number one, and people from damaging them, number two. So, all right. So that is all in maintenance operations. So I can take a motion for those to put those into the budget, unless y'all want to do those separately as well.
So moved.
And motion by two. Sorry. So all items, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So we'll go to Sheriff's Office overall first. We'll go ahead and do that one. I'm going to go back up to airport and constables. I'm going to leave that to the end, and then we'll go back. So Sheriff's Office overall, you'll see all the items in there that we've put into the budget from the request.
We're just adding the washing machine today, so I'm making a motion to approve all items.
Yeah, so it's actually they had asked for two. We reduced that down to one. That's why it's in purple. That's why it was a change. Right. And would that actually fall under the Sheriff's Office jail? So we'll do overall first, Commissioner, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so make a motion.
Motion by one.
Second.
Number two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, now Sheriff's Office jail, that's where the washing machine's at, the shredder, and the cameras request there.
Can you make a motion to approve all items as amended, reducing the washing machine down to one?
Okay, motion by one.
Second
by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. These are our, the next line is our increases for our lovely software that we always have to buy. And it continues to go up in price, so you'll see the changes there for the software. That's the net increase from the Motorola cloud-based WatchGuard video upload system, which was $133,000. And then if we would proceed with Motorola, actually that's where the $75,000, we get that back. So it actually reduced that from the actual original request.
But, yeah,
that's a good number.
They don't have to have the data anymore. And so it reduces their other...
So 133 is with the reduction?
Yes, 133 is with the reduction. Okay, so motion by three.
Second
by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And then this is our just our other departments. We had under my department the historical preservation markers that Commissioner Trahan had asked for $10,000 to fix all of those and update them. The citizens' collections to have a junk tire cleanup program. We put $10,000 into that. An electronics cleanup program, we put $2,000 into that. Also underneath that is the parks, and so that's the $100,000, which this is just the new $100,000 each. I know that you two that I took your money from. That's already been put back in there, but this is the new increase. As a reminder, that was the money that we had agreed several years ago that we were going to use out of that fee money, the permit fee money that we got from the new plant facility. That we would use that to improve our parks and stuff, and we've done a great job across the board of doing that. So this will probably be the last addition to that at this point, because and we're still using it out of that money. So that was an additional $100,000 I put into there, and then we put the mechanic shop back in because we took that money out to use for road and bridge materials so that we could continue doing road and bridge work last year. So that money's back in there. And so I need a motion on those items, either individually or all at one, however y'all want to do that.
On the junk tire cleanup program, where did we come up with the $10,000? Are we good with that?
We discussed
it a couple of times. I mean, I know the constables, when they do cleanup, they pick up a lot of tires and mm-hmm. been bringing them to Road and Bridge.
Yeah, typically that's a little bit more than what we've been spending when we do that program. We've just never had it allocated that way, so we wanted to make sure we had it allocated.
Well, it's a pretty bad problem throughout the county with tires getting thrown out.
Yeah, and we have to dispose of them.
We discussed taking those at the collection station for whatever it costs us to get rid of them. So we'll pursue that down the road, too.
And this was presented by...
Oh, this is... Okay, so this is not what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what we were doing at the collection station.
No, sir. This is if we collect some, we can send them off to one of the stations and have them disposed of, and we have to pay for that.
This is Jeremiah's tires.
Yeah.
It's Jeremiah's tires.
Tires.
Yeah, Joey.
Jeremiah, Joey's tires.
I don't know how he picked out you, Jeremiah, but hey.
Well, because Brad's not going to go pick tires up. Where's Brad at?
So throwing rocks today. Throwing rocks today.
Oh, boy. I just picked up a few today.
All right.
This was, both of those programs was presented by James Scales, mm-hmm. originally.
That was, yeah, James stuff.
Gotcha.
I move that Friday. I move to prove all was presented.
I'll second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's that. And now we will go back up to the generator program budgeted from airport funds was $329,000. It's cost to do the generators at the airport. We put in that department. So that's individually on its own. I'll take a motion for that or against.
So move.
Second.
Motion by two, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? All right, and now we'll go back to the, so the last one is the constables. We had talked about, so on the constables, first thing I did is I put into their pay, because it's to increase the car allowance from $2,400 to $3,000 a year, because that is considered pay, so I had to put it in the notice in the paper and notice on to the all elected officials, so that was in there. I can go down without having to do a re-notice. We just can't go up from this point. So that $3,000 is there. But we also, they had requested vehicles. We talked about the vehicles. There's all kind of issues that go around these vehicles, to be honest with you. We've done a lot of checking, trying to talk to the Texas Association of Counties and the attorneys and all the kind of people how we cover this. There is a, well, I know one of the concerns was the insurance problem, but the Texas passed the Texas Torts Act back in 4 or 5 years ago. I'd have to go look at the exact date. It limits liability for all elected officials on personal vehicle use to a maximum of $100,000 that would be paid out, even though your personal policy may carry $1 million. The Texas Torts Act limits government officials from insurance from only having to pay $100,000, and that's the max. So that's a whole lot better than what we thought. There is some issues on how the vehicles are used. They would be county vehicles, but they fall under elected officials' guidelines, which is adds a whole other twist to that. Have not got a lot of clarity on it. We've asked for at TAC to get an attorney general's opinion on it, on the amount of liability or the amount of flexibility we have in limitations that we would put place on those vehicles, because they would be belong to county being used by an elected official. So there's some concerns on there. Right now, I still have it left in there with the $600 additional for the fees, for the auto allowance. So that's kind of where that's at. But the cars are also in there, depending on what the court wants to do with that and how they want to proceed.
Judge, can we leave it in the budget, waiting on that attorney general?
We could, yes, sir. I don't think there's anything that says we can't leave it in the budget, even though I don't know if we don't really intend to purchase. Can we have it in there as a placeholder? That's a penny question and an auditor question.
I think y'all can do it, but you would then need to rescind it if you decided that we're not going to. It would have to be through the court.
Yeah. The better approach may be, like I said, I've got a good chunk in our contingency, so that just like we did last year, if we have good road building season and we need extra money there, but I've put a lot of money into that road and bridge as well, but we could always pull it from that if we needed to and then we wouldn't have to make, because if we put something in it and I know I'm not going to spend it, then I have to have a motion later on in the year to take that money back out, because it's a budget change of something we didn't intend to spend. So.
If we do vehicles, the auto allowance
automatically would reduce. They would lose. So the new amount is $3,000 a year. If we go to vehicles, the auto allowance goes away for the constable.
As usual, everything's more complicated than it seems like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't get an auto allowance for fuel?
They would have, whenever you get a county vehicle, you have a fuel card.
Oh, okay.
Fuel card maintenance would all be handled by the county at that point.
So that would be another item that I want to discuss with this, because in this, even new vehicles, so it's insurance, fuel, those items
would have to be increased into the budget. I mean, we have enough, I think, in there to do it,
right.
But I would want to increase it a little bit.
Do you want this possibly budgeted as a not within departments and divided out? Because so you get an opinion and then we can do transfers?
Mm-hmm. That's probably the best approach to it, unless we decide to just do it today. I mean, it's up to the court on how they want to move forward with that.
Because I don't have a price yet on an idea on what would need to be. That's not
the fuel and the maintenance side. We know what the vehicle costs are.
Right.
We know what the fuel costs are. We wouldn't know the insurance cost until we added them. We'd get that cost.
Give you the approximate.
Yeah, for the four new vehicles and then the fuel cost for four new vehicles. Because do you have that handy?
I don't know the fuel cost.
You don't, it's estimate.
It's
estimate. Yeah, you.
You said we knew it. I wasn't sure how we would know that.
To add fuel coverage is about $1,398 per vehicle. Estimate on the
$1,400 a vehicle a year. So part of the questions was, and I'll tell you, is the vehicles and how they're used in the county, out of the county. That's where the question's at, and what limitations we can place on those vehicles. County-owned vehicles fully fall underneath our discretion, whether they go, how they're used. what causes the issue is constables are elected. And so they don't necessarily work for us, because no elected official works for an elected official. They're all independent. So the question that we had to the state was making sure that the vehicles, if we purchased those vehicles, could we put a limitation that they had to stay in the county doing county business, other than if they're going to escort a school bus from Bridge City to Silsby, that's allowed. Because
papers had to be served outside of the county.
Or papers had to be served, but, you know, the questions and the concerns that y'all had, as well as the West, was doing outside jobs outside the county in a county vehicle, a county-owned vehicle. And the first opinion that they had is that we can put that limitation on there. We put that in our policy, and then we have them sign in a letter that they won't use that outside of that. Here's where the issue comes in, is that falls our four current constables that we have. We like all of them, right? They would
some
sign those.
They
would, some more than others, but they would agree to that. They would do that. But then we get a new constable. You know, they're elected every few years. We get new constables or something. They're not going to be bound by that agreement or by that signature. You know, so the question is what do we do then? And that's kind of what we're waiting on to see what that is, because it's a county vehicle.
Did we ever check to see if we can make those pool vehicles permanently assigned to the constables? Take care of that issue?
Well, I've talked to the TAC attorneys on several different aspects of this and angles and stuff, and that's one of them. And, you know, their deal is just saying, can we or can't we? And they said we can make a policy. We have to put it in the policy manual. We can get them to sign an agreement that they won't use the vehicles outside of the county for private work business, but that only will apply to them. And then the next round of people, whoever that may be, we can't hold them accountable to that. That's where the issue is.
We had an issue, not these guys, but these are great guys, but we had an issue Could we not then reassign that vehicle to another department?
That's the question. Can we, once they've got it, I don't know that we can, that's what I'm saying, because they're
all elected. Once the genie's out of the bottle.
Once the genie's out of the bottle deal. So I just think that we really need to proceed with caution on how we do this. I mean, I know that it's a issue. I think that I've got, Missy's going to, as we talked this morning, we're going to look at some options of carrying, because the issue is they don't, their personal insurance won't cover them in an accident when they're doing county business in a personal vehicle to damages to their own vehicle. The other vehicle, the other people are covered under our policy. Just their vehicle itself is not covered. They would be under the same limitation that the rest of this, of all of us government officials are under the Torts Act. It's just, is there a way to do it? So we're going to check and see. Missy checked this morning. The county does not have an availability to be able to buy an additional coverage through TAC to do that, but they said there's possibility that we could get that in an outside coverage policy to be able to cover that. Because that's the main thing. We want to make sure that they're driving their vehicles, that if they're doing county business, that they're covered.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
With the sheriff being elected too, the county buys them vehicles. Do we run through this every 4 years or every 5 years when the sheriff gets a vehicle? Because we would fall. It's the exact same thing. It's a mirror image of the sheriff.
Yeah. Well.
So why?
Well, the sheriff has not, to our knowledge, the sheriff has not ever done any outside work as far as working pipeline jobs and heavy hauls. And.
Well, what does that matter? Something before the problem.
Denise.
The problem is the insurance and liability to us.
Denise.
That as of now, doesn't seem like anybody really cares about. You talk about tires. Mm-hmm. Do that.
Yep.
Nobody cares that I go and pick up trash.
Well, let's be clear, Jeremiah. That's not fair. We do care. Believe me, I've spent an absorbent amount of time in the last several weeks trying to figure out a solution to this. But I got to come up with a solution that's not only fair to you guys, but it's fair to the taxpayer and covers the taxpayer on the money that we're going to spend. That's all I'm trying to do. It's not that we don't care.
So you're saying that a new elected constable would be held under the same guidelines that these would, that y'all put on these guys?
Well,
they
wouldn't have signed the letter saying that they wouldn't use the vehicles outside the deal.
A new elected official, you could make new guidelines for him.
Well, they can't.
They can't?
It would be a gentleman's agreement for us to sign for the county.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because they're forcing the hand about signing the gentleman's agreement for the vehicles.
Yeah.
A newly elected sheriff, constable, anybody comes in, they don't have to abide by the general agreement or the gentleman's agreement. And then they couldn't really take the vehicle because it was already awarded to them.
Denise, you want to say something.
Well, I mean, it is. And as I said, it's not, it would be a.
It's all over your face. You got to say it.
It's not a gentleman's agreement. It's a civilly enforceable contract. You're either a signatory to the contract or you're not. So a signatory to the contract can be held to a contract. A new incoming officer is not a signatory to the contract, so it's not civilly enforceable. It's not an informal or gentleman's agreement. It would be a legally binding contract.
Yeah. So the question that we had...
Could we make this thing expire at the end of each term and renew so that we eliminate that issue?
A civil contract?
Yeah.
Yes. Here's the issue that I have with that is you have your policy, you have your civil contract, but you cannot civilly... contractually take from an elected official a right that is given by the government code. So the problem is that you have conflicting provisions of the government code. Mm-hmm. You have government code provisions that say the county has exclusive control over county-owned property. You have government code provisions that say an elected official cannot be told by a county how to do their job. So to the extent that the property owned by the county is being used by an official in course and scope, that's why an attorney general opinion is necessary, because anytime you have conflicting provisions of the government code, you have to know which one is going to take statutory priority when it's being enforced. So that's the issue there. A sheriff is under a different provision of the government code than constables. They're not necessarily mirror images, but they do have their own rights and obligations. So, yes, you can do a new civil contract at the beginning of every term, but you cannot contract away their governmental provided rights as an elected official.
You can change how we do the vehicle at the end of each term depending on
Yes.
So the question is then, if I'm understanding what Commissioner Strahan is, can we get them to sign a contract, I mean sign this agreement, if we buy the vehicles, that they will, that at the end of their term, even if they run again, win again, which is the hope, right? If they run again, win, then they have to re-sign again at that point to be able to continue to use the cars or any new coming person. So it doesn't extend infinitely. It actually has an end date on it, like a lot of contracts. If we did it that away, does that help that?
You can, although there's a little more nuance to it in that what they are agreeing is that a vehicle is not being assigned to them but made available to them under certain terms and conditions. You can't limit what they can do. You can't have them agree that they will not do certain things, but they can sign that they understand that the vehicle is only available to their position under certain circumstances.
Yeah, it's not limiting them. It's limiting the vehicle.
It is at all times control of the vehicle, never control of the elected official.
That might be.
That seems to
it's
solve.
It's very nuanced. That
I know. And like I said, it's just walking through all this and you know.
I guess future courts can not buy new vehicles if it becomes an issue. I mean, I think it's something that we should try to do. I've always thought that with constables responding to emergency situations, that we should try to provide a vehicle. But as if everything in government, this is a lot more difficult than you would think it would be going in.
And it is. I mean, we're trying to figure out the best way to move forward and you know, to make sure we're using the funds correctly, but also give them the availability that they need to have something within the county to use. It's not that we don't have an issue with it, with them having it. We just got to make sure that the car's used within the county that's paying for it. So, in that being said, would you be willing to write us up an agreement that we could use with them that kind of covers what you just said, use of the vehicle, the limited time frame from point A to point, from this date to this date, which would be their terms, and then at each term they would have to re-sign that agreement for the use of the vehicle within its parameters?
Yes.
I have a question. Okay. If we're going to purchase these vehicles, we've gotten quotes. Who's going to be purchasing and putting in and deciding on the vehicles that are going to be bought? Because y'all said that they were going to be identical and they were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yeah, they're going to be four. That's another thing. They're going to be four identical pickup trucks. They're going to have the same stripe. The only thing that's going to be different on the vehicle is Precinct 1, Precinct 2, Precinct 3, Precinct 4. But what department? Because we won't. They will not go underneath the constables because that designates ownership of those vehicles to that department.
So basically,
should we just put it in our pool and our fleet vehicles in the pool?
But who's going to oversee it? That's what she's asking.
Fleet.
Does that go to fleet?
That's what I'm thinking.
Good.
Is that good, Denise?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Especially since your fleet person's not here and you're talking for her.
On vacation.
She should have been here.
Should have been here. It's rough, man.
Get stuck on committees, get new responsibilities. Now should be asking for a reclass.
That sounds like a solution. Yeah.
Sir?
I like that solution.
Feel good about that.
Judge, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
On the market. You know, I believe they need to be marked. I'm the only one that currently has a marked vehicle. Mm-hmm. But I believe that each constable would be.
Hey, throwing a little shade there.
Yeah.
I always do it. But I think each constable should mark their vehicle appropriately. The comment was being personalized. Well, if the sheriff decides to change his markings and uniforms, it's no difference than us changing our uniforms and cars.
If we're buying the vehicles and the way we're structuring it, I think they all be the same except for the precinct.
I think they all should be marked, but each one's a different. You know, everybody in my precinct knows what my vehicle looks like, and they recognize me and know it's marked. And that's just my
opinion. Well, I think once you start driving around in whatever vehicle it is, your people will recognize that vehicle.
I don't think you should regulate how it's marked as long as it's properly marked with the precinct and constable.
But the problem, though, Brad, is let's say Joey responds to Jeremiah's over there.
Oh.
The citizens over there in Mauriceville are not going to recognize his markings if they're different.
But
Brad, help me understand because I don't know what's the reason.
I don't want to say if a new sheriff comes in and he decides to change his markings on his car, which
But this, he changes all vehicles.
He charges all of them.
Why do you look different than somebody else? What difference does it make?
Because we all have, I mark mine different than he would mark his. I like mine really visible, really marked.
This is no longer going to be yours, though.
Well, the county's, but I
that's the difference.
Mark them. I think it should be marked. It's kind of your campaign size. You don't all have the same campaign size.
That's totally different.
But we pay for those independently.
Yeah. But that's just my thought. Yeah. I don't think you should regulate the market.
Well, it's, but it's again, I'm going to go back. They're going to be county vehicles. They're going to be designated by the county.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome to keep yours, Brad, if you want to keep
yours. That's important. Tracy, you can come sit down.
He said, I don't want to be a part of all that. He just asked for a basic white pickup truck.
I don't think we're making
one. Judge, we leave this alone and come back and make a motion to put it under fleet?
On what? Well, we can put it wherever we want right now. I mean, you can put it in the motion right now that it goes under fleet to be managed under the fleet vehicle program, and then and we buy the vehicles that would go into the use of the constables after the signature of the agreement that Denise will write up if we so choose to go that way.
And policy.
Yeah, we have to put that in as our policy. We have to adopt a policy as well before that. They would take those vehicles. Mm-hmm.
I'll make that motion.
I tell you what, if y'all would get together, all of you can actually speak to each other and talk. And if y'all want to come up with a design that y'all like for all four vehicles to be, but they all be the same, I think we'd be acceptable to that.
Right.
Yeah.
If all four of them agree on something.
Can we leave Jeremiah out of it?
I'm going to leave that between that four-person committee is what I'm going to do.
Jeremiah discussions can't be, headlock can't be involved in discussion.
Okay. No headlocks, no deal.
No broke punch.
Is that cost of lights and everything?
So it has, yeah, we put in there, Michelle's not in here, but yeah, we put in the striping and the lights. We did not put the radios because they already have all the radios. But we did put striping, and we did put grill lights. We didn't put, they're just grill, typical lights you put on an unmarked vehicle.
Commissioner Vietor, is that to put it underneath the fleet?
Yes.
That's your motion?
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All right, so I have a motion of about four, a second. Yes, ma'am?
Okay, we're putting vehicles under fleet, but they will still, the fuel and insurance will go under insurance, mm-hmm. and fuel and maintenance. And
would be under fleet. Would go under fleet. I think we put those all under fleet.
Okay.
I mean, where else would we put them? Because we got to get them assigned fuel cards.
So their maintaining is also, she's going to deal with everything for payment of that veteran fleet.
Mm-hmm. Denisha, you. Good?
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem. I mean, it's
she don't have a problem with it. She ain't doing it.
and look, if it needs to be changed down the road, we can always do that. I think this is a good start.
Until we get kind of understanding of what we're... I mean, the only thing I'm thinking is, do we want to be able to track each precinct separately? And how would we do that under one line item? Would we do it kind of like we do the parks, Penny, where we have precinct ones? $100,000 in precinct twos as different line items, budget,
not for fuel. And
yeah, it just gets more complicated.
Just all the one. I mean, that's fine if that's the way y'all want to do it.
No, honestly, I think that's 1 year putting it under fleet and we'll look at the cards and figure out what we're actually spending and the next budget.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
So it will be.
It would be trackable underneath the receipts.
Registered to unit one, unit two, unit three, unit four, like it is at the sheriff's office.
Okay,
so you will see a difference.
Yeah, we'll be
okay,
school.
And they're going to have to
yes,
sign their receipts. They're going to have to take care of all their fuel.
And they'll turn those receipts into E, and she'll enter the requisitions.
Right, instead of them entering it.
Report. Yeah, or not.
All the maintenance, all the tires, all of that is going to go through.
Let me put them on the first one.
We're just talking about the vehicles.
I don't think it'll be overly cumbersome. But I've never done it, so we'll figure it out. Like they said, we'll do it for a year at least, and if it becomes overly cumbersome, we'll figure out something.
I think they can get it done when it goes back to fleet for the budget. They'd have to instigate it.
Well, he said that earlier, if they approve.
Oil changes, tires.
Yeah, I'm gonna have them put that in there. So that we know.
I'm just trying to figure out the numbers.
Okay. All right, so if I'm gathering the direction you are wanting to go is that, so I have a motion by Four, second by One to purchase the four vehicles to be used by the constables once the agreement of the signature letter that Denisha is going to write up with the purchase of.
Denise.
I'm sorry. One of the D people in here is going to do it. Yeah, Denise is going to write up upon signature of that letter. Then the vehicles will be allowed to be used by the constables. A fuel card and a maintenance provided, and then also at that point, the understanding that the auto allowance that they're currently receiving will go away once they take ownership of or take use of the vehicle. Is that correct? Is that all we needed in that motion, Ms. Lori and Denise? Are we good?
Let's have it.
Okay.
Judge, I have a real quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
So all county vehicles are 2-year coverage, full coverage, except for Sheriff's Department, they're 4.
Mm-hmm.
So would these be along the same lines with the...
I would say that they would probably have the 4 on those.
I just want to make sure I get it on the right.
Yeah. All right. Any other discussion? I have a motion by 4, second by 1. Any further discussion on that? All right. No further discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So that's the end of that. I think that carries us all through all of our capital outlay items. We have our personnel that we've already completed with the addition of the district attorney's office. All the other ones were already approved. If you'll go and you'll see in your package, you should see the Orange County Fund Balances Sheet and then the Orange County Annual Budget Fiscal Year ending September 30th, 2026. And this is the tax rates that we'll have. Now, we're not at this point can vote on this today, I can tell you, because as of September the 1st, the day that we approve the budget, we have to have the actual proposed budget on our website that day. So that changed as of September 1st, so we will not be voting on it today due to that, to take motion on either one of those. So we'll put that on the next court's agenda to do that, which would be the 23rd. But all that being said is that, like I said, I prepared this, and Ms. Penny prepared this with the fact of the at the no new revenue rate, which is 0.492847. Per $100 valuation, we could go up to the our voter approval rate is the 505, which would give us additional money. But I think we're in good shape that we can do a no new revenue rate this year. I think the last time, Lori, where'd she go? She had my number in her head and she left.
She had to run out.
But the last time we had a tax rate of 0.492 was probably in the year 2000. So that's going back 27 years with our tax rate. That's pretty dadgum good. I don't care how you look at that. But that's pretty good to be able to go to that tax rate. And I can't remember, we couldn't even find the last time that the county ever did a no new revenue rate at all. So
I looked. I never saw where we did it.
So that's a first as well, or for certainly at least in our time to be able to do a no new revenue rate. But I will tell you that all due to the fact of the growth that we have in Orange County and the tax increases and all that, it has a benefit, folks. It does. And that's what the benefit is, that it helps us be able to get to a point that we can do a no new revenue rate. And so that's what this budget is built on, and that's what we will discuss at our next meeting to actually approve the whole budget. So any questions? Yes, sir.
The adjustments we made on Denise, are they in here?
Yeah, it's in the budget, but it's not part of this because that was separate.
Okay.
Yeah. All this stuff was stuff that came through budget request of all the departments. Okay. That's in here. Any questions? Thank y'all for the hard work. It's been a lot. this year, especially it seems like to deal, because we were trying to make sure, I was really trying to make sure, and Penny, we were, I think she, as usual, she gets tired of seeing me, but the we wanted to make sure, we were really trying to get to the no new revenue rate and be able to get that, I wanted to be able to get that done. So, anyway, if there's nothing else.
Appreciate all your leadership on that, Judge. I know you've been working for several years to lower the tax rate annually and to get to the point where we could actually adopt the no new revenue rate.
Yes, sir.
And doing it physically.
Yeah, we have reduced every year that this court has sat here, so 5 years in a row. That's pretty good. If there's no further questions, we will adjourn at 9:51. Don't go far because regular court starts back at 10.